God can deliver you. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year, and today is Psalms Wednesday. We'll read chapters 122 through 124. I'll have a short introduction before reading each chapter, then some comments after we've read all three. We'll have an On This Date in Church History today, and I'm calling the episode Ascents, Part 2. The show notes page for today is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E294. My email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Let's begin. Psalm 122 is the third of a series of 15 psalms entitled A Song of Ascents, and this is one of the four that are attributed to David. These songs were sung by those going up to Jerusalem and the temple at various times of the year for the three feasts of the Jewish calendar: Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. Of this psalm, Charles Spurgeon wrote, "David wrote it for the people to sing at the time of their goings up to the holy feasts at Jerusalem. It comes third in the series and appears to be suitable to be sung when the people had entered the gates and their feet stood within the city." Psalms chapter 122. "I rejoiced with those who said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.' Our feet are standing within your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city should be, solidly joined together, where the tribes, Yahweh's tribes, go up to give thanks to the name of Yahweh. This is an ordinance for Israel. There, thrones for judgment are placed, thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May there be peace within your walls, prosperity within your fortresses. Because of my brothers and friends, I will say, 'Peace be with you.' Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good." The Songs of Ascent were probably written by more than one person. According to commentator Adam Clark, quote, "They have been attributed to David, to Solomon, to Ezra, to Haggai, to Zechariah, and to Malachi, without any positive evidence." Martin Luther wrote of Psalm 123, "This psalm, as you see, is but short, and therefore a very fit example to show the force of prayer not to consist in many words, but in fervency of spirit. For great and weighty matters may be comprised in a few words if they proceed from the spirit and the unspeakable groanings of the heart, especially when our necessity is such as will not suffer any long prayer. Every prayer is long enough if it be fervent and proceed from a heart that understands the necessity of the saints." Psalms chapter 123. "I lift my eyes to you, the one enthroned in heaven. Like a servant's eyes on his master's hand, like a servant girl's eyes on her mistress's hand, so our eyes are on the Lord our God until he shows us favor. Show us favor, Lord, show us favor, for we've had more than enough contempt. We've had more than enough scorn from the arrogant and contempt from the proud." Psalm 124 is another of the four Psalms of Ascent attributed to David. In this one, David gives thanks to God for his help, past and future. Psalms chapter 124. "If the Lord had not been on our side," let Israel say, "if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, then they would have swallowed us alive in their burning anger against us. Then the waters would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept over us. Praise the Lord, who has not let us be ripped apart by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the hunter's nest. The net is torn, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of Yahweh, the Maker of heaven and earth." I've been a lover of birds since I was 3 years old when my mom gave me a parakeet. When I was in college, my biology professor introduced me to bird watching, or birding. So far, I've got 82 different species on my life list of birds that I've personally seen. The latest addition was just a couple of weeks ago. It was a Bullock's Oriole taking a drink from the fountain on my front patio, just in case you're interested. If you're a birder, let me know in the comments on the show notes page. So, with my interest in birds, verses 6 and 7 got my attention. Here they are again. "Praise the Lord, who has not let us be ripped apart by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the hunter's net. The net is torn, and we have escaped. Listen to what Charles Spurgeon said about this. As the bird could not get out of the snare, so the soul cannot escape from temptation. But God can bring it out, and He works the rescue. Hear this, ye that are slaves to drunkenness, God can deliver you. You that have fallen into licentiousness, hear it, God can deliver you. Whatever the sin that has trapped you, that gracious hand which once was nailed to the cross can set you free. Let me hear your thoughts. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E294. Tomorrow we'll begin the book of Ecclesiastes. We'll read the first two chapters.
Boost.
I want to thank today's associate producer, Timothy LaFontaine, came in with his monthly $20 donation. Thank you, Timothy, for helping to make episode 294 possible. God bless you. Beloved, if you'd like to know more about why it's necessary to support the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, go on over to lifespringmedia.com/support. On this date in church history, June 22, 1745, David Brainerd, a colonial-era missionary to New England Native Americans, wrote in his journal, "I am often weary of this world, and I want to leave it on that account. But it is more desirable to be drawn rather than driven out of it." Yes, that's true. As long as we're here, the Lord has a reason for us to be here. He has a work for us. So yes, we should be drawn into the world and not driven from it. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, sometimes we feel as weak and helpless as a bird when we face the troubles of our lives, and then we're reminded, as David was, that You are our protector and our shield and our rescuer. You'll not let us be ripped apart by the enemy of our soul, so we thank You for that assurance, Lord. I ask, God, that You be with the LifeSpring family today, and I ask that You bless each one. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have a prayer request or a praise, go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. Well, yesterday's show had a small problem for the first few hours after it was supposed to be published, and some of you emailed me that you were unable to download it. Well, thank you for letting me know. After I read the first email, I was able to fix the problem within about 60 seconds. So what does that tell you? Yeah. Operator error. Sorry about that. Comment on today's show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E294. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Thanks to Kirsty, Sean of San Pedro, and Denise for their generous donation of their time and talent. And beloved, thank you for inviting me into your life today. Support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support. And until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.